Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for June 1st, 2020. Within a matter of a couple of days and right after my last show dropped, both Essen and Gen Con announced that they are canceling this year's conventions. Gen Con also said that they'll send attendees details about getting refunds for their badges or rolling them over onto next year's convention. Now, these are both big hits for publishers for sure, as they were big ways to get both sell goods and, most importantly, get the word out on demos and about a lot of their other releases, both old and new, to the public. So, as it is a very expected result to cancel them, and it is the right thing to do, in my opinion, as a healthcare professional, I'll be interested to see what creative ways publishers would go about to spread the word now on their games and upcoming releases. They will have undoubtedly many virtual cons, like kind of Origins Online has been announced and other announced online cons, but I'm not sure, or maybe this will or will not be enough. Will people care about watching demos that they can't play in? I'm not sure, but we'll have to see how it all goes. But until then, I'll keep encouraging people out there to please support your local game store and other publishers as well by buying something from them online or curbside, or even gift cards from your FLGSs for future purchases to keep them going. Or check out different websites of your favorite publishers, as they'll have different games for sale from them, and that'll help them kind of keep them going. So people are now starting to get back out there a little bit here and there, but we're getting normalcy out there, but I've seen some statistics and stores and publishers are still not quite out of the woods yet. So please do what you can to help them out. Even if it's just one game a month or every other month, every little bit helps. Also, the Spiel des Jahres was announced last week, the different nominations for the Spiel Awards. So first, Spiel des Jahres, which is Germany's Game of the Year Award, which is generally one of those worldwide big-time awards. The nominations this year are My City by Rainer Knizia and Cosmos, Nova Luna by Uwe Rosenberg, and Edition Spielweiss Pictures by Daniela and Christian Storr from PD Verlag. Now, the SDJ, generally kind of your family game or more kind of the general, you know, the lighter games that you see there. This one I have played with Nova Luna of these three, and I absolutely love it. My family absolutely loves it. So I'm looking forward to seeing who wins that one, and good luck to them. Nova Luna also put out over here by Stronghold Games. Excellent game. Also, they always put out recommended lists, and those are six titles of Color Brain, Draftosaurus, Fox in the Forest, Kitchen Rush, Little Town, and Spicy. Of those games, I'll highly recommend from there to you to check out Draftosaurus, Kitchen Rush, and Little Town, all of which I do absolutely love. Also, there is the Kenner Spiel des Jahres, which is kind of what they call the quote-unquote connoisseur's game. This is usually the heavier games that, you know, or the kind of the hobby games out there. So those nominations are Cartographers, A Role Player Tale by Jordi Adan from Thunderworks Games, which is an excellent, excellent game. The Crew by Thomas Singh and Cosmos, which is a kind of a co-op trick-taking game set in space. The King's Dilemma by Halmer Hosch and Lorenzo Silva from Horrible Guild. Also another very cool game, little has kind of this legacy feel or campaign feel to it. All three of those games, excellent games. They also had the recommended titles, Paladins of the West Kingdom, which is excellent and has a really cool solo one, Res Arcana, and Underwater Cities. Now, Underwater Cities is kind of the heaviest one of this bunch, one that I do have, and I do really enjoy that, but it is a little bit more of the heavier game, but it is a solid game you should check out as well. Also, the Kinder Spiel des Jahres for this year nominations. This is basically your kids game that's out there. That's Hedgehog Roll by Lifestyle Board Games, Photo Fish by Logis, and Wir sind die Roboter, which is Nuremberg Spiel der Verlag. They also had some recommended other titles, Go Slow, Hans im Glück, Magic School, Puzzle Memo, Slide Quest, Zombie Kids Evolution, and Zoo Run. Of those, I've kind of mentioned on here a lot after last Gen Con. Slide Quest is an amazing game in wide release. I think you should pick that up. That's an awesome game that for the whole family as well. Next up, we have CMON announced Masters of the Universe board game. Now, of course, not a whole lot is known about this one, but they say that they have a license, I guess, from Mattel is who's gotten the license over with them as well. They'll be putting out Masters of the Universe, the board game, in North America, South America, and throughout Asia with the license agreement with Mattel. That'll be on Kickstarter next year. This will be the design and development manager is going to be Michael Chenal and developer Leo Almeida. They're game makers. They actually have kind of made Bloodborne and Song of Ice and Fire a tabletop miniatures game. Now, being that it's from Kamon, I'm sure this is going to be heavy in miniatures, which will look great since Masters Universe, you know, the old kids' toy line from the 80s that I loved as a kid, that'll probably have all the main ones. There's so many characters that they had put out through there. If you haven't seen The Toys That Made Us, they did a really good one on He-Man and Masters Universe. Check that out. Get a good insight on the toys if you're real young and have never heard of them. But this game, who knows what the gameplay is going to be like, but you know they're going to have some great miniatures for them. So I'll have more information as that comes out to, you know, to market and more information is released. Justin Gary, Stoneblade Entertainment, and Ultra Pro have announced a little more info on my eagerly awaited Ascension Tactics. I'm a huge Ascension fan, and Ascension Tactics is kind of a miniature version of miniature kind of warfare that'll be on Kickstarter on July 7th. They kind of said there's going to be a lot of different ways to play. You can have campaign mode, PvP, cooperative, and solo scenarios, which all of that sounds great to me. There's going to be a drafting mode that you can build their armies before battle. You can have cards from ever-changing center row to power up the forces, kind of like Ascension, which is a deck-building game, which kind of has a center row. I guess you'll kind of either bring armies or there'll be miniatures kind of with that drafting and deck building. And it says even the smallest miniature can take down mighty beasts by gaining command points and equipping magical constructs. And there's no dice rolling in this miniature game. So, man, I'm really looking forward to this. I've seen some of the early miniature looks will be and kind of how they've got kind of the cards that you'll be using with it. So this looks really cool. Again, as I play it or as I get more information, I'll bring it out there as well. Speaking of miniatures, Funko has announced Marvel Battle World. This is called Marvel Battle World Mystery of Thanos Stones. It's going to be a micro collectible tabletop gaming system. No idea what that means, but it'll be a Target exclusive when it appears, but it'll be wide release later. They kind of said that the game will have... they'll have a battle ball, which will contain two Marvel collectible characters, some cards, and battle dice. Battle cards and dice to you. It seems like a interesting little concept, but I always worry about the blind pack sells. But I'm not sure who. I'm guessing this is kind of being marketed more to kids, so it'd be interesting to see how the game goes. I put a little note out to the Funko people to see if I can get an early copy to get some more information on this. But as I get some more, I will get that out to you as well. Z-Man Games is putting that Love Letter license to good use with Infinity Gauntlet, a love letter game. It takes the all-for-one nature of the quick-playing love letter and also kind of puts in a one-versus-many game into this. So it kind of combines a few new little things to a game that many people already know, which is Love Letter. It's got some interesting card interactions, and I think it's got a real cool twist to it with having the one-versus-many in the love letter engine. So I'm looking forward to this one myself. This will have, obviously, the Marvel take on it, where one person is playing Thanos and using the different cards, two different things against the heroes who will be controlling, be controlling and trying to take out Thanos in it. It's 2 to 6 players, 10 and up, and plays in about 15 minutes. So it's going to be about $15 as well. This one, I believe, will be out later this summer. So look forward to that. And as, again, a little more information, or if once you see this out released in FLGS, definitely check this one out, because with that price tag and basically that love letter feel, I think this is going to be a good one. In part of celebrating the 40-year anniversary of The Shining, The Op is releasing The Shining Escape from Overlook Hotel. So from the publisher and the BGG page, one or more players will take the roles of unhinged writer Jack Torrance's wife and son, Wendy and Danny. Now, they must work together to find a way out of the mysterious resort. So this game is going to be using that quote-unquote coded chronicles mechanism that they've come up with, which requires you to unlock clues and solve puzzles for unique storytelling clues. Now, it's going to allow you to use psychic abilities like The Shining to get through more than two challenging hours of escaping the threat of the homicidal Jack Torrance and the paranormal hotel itself. Now, this is going to be the second type of game that they'll have released in this kind of line, with Scooby-Doo Escape from Haunted Mansion being the first one that they are putting out. So it's going to be kind of a familiar yet new type of mechanism, which expanding on the escape room type game. So playing in about 2 hours with any amount of players and will be $30. It looks pretty interesting there. So if you like the horror theme and also like kind of an escape room type game, this one might be right up your alley. And finally, in game news, CGE has announced they're publishing the 9-card print and play winner as a full solo game later this year. Now, that game is Under Falling Skies by Thomas Uhler. It's a solo game set in an alien invasion in which you're using dice placement to stop the invasion step by step. So pretty cool system that I saw that you must balance more powerful actions, which also trigger more ships descending. But, you know, you can also play it safe, but those actions will be less powerful. Now, it has a certain Space Invaders theme and kind of vibe to it, but the simple learn to play system looks very, very cool. And it's going to be one of those, you know, easy to learn, hard to master type systems. CGE is adding a little bit of a multi-mission campaign, which should keep you busy for quite some time. In this times where it's hard to get together with our game groups, a very cool solo game is going to be one of those really welcome additions. It's going to be reported MSRP of $30 and should be out in about quarter three. And I believe it's going to play in about 30 to 40 minutes. In app news, Portal Publishing has released Imperial Settlers Roll and Write app. It was released this week on the Google Store and on the App Store. I don't think it's out on Steam, but those two releases are $3.99 in both of those stores. It comes with the main competition set and 8 more adventure sets. It's an engine-building roll and write game with a really solid implementation and a great price, so definitely check this one out. I picked it up and played with it a little bit. I really like the way it plays. Very few bugs that I've encountered. It plays very, very smooth, and the art is very, very cool, so please check that one out. That is the Imperial Settlers Roll and Write app, and I'll have a link to that as well in the show notes. Over to Kickstarter, Bullet by Level 99 Games is up there. This is a shoot 'em up puzzle action board game. It's got really cool art. It's kind of in Level 99 has this kind of this theme of this overall world that they have, like the world of Indines. This kind of has this anime look to it, just like all of those. There's a lot of different cool ways to play this game, a few different modes between solo mode and also kind of a co-op mode and a battle. There's a free-for-all team, score attack, and boss rush, which is basically against AI. What you're doing is you're kind of drawing chits from bags that'll have kind of numbers and colors to them. Now, the color will determine which row that it will fall into, and the number will determine how far down. And now, while all those things are happening, you'll have different powers that you can use to clear the different rows or to use those chits that come out. And if you're playing player versus player, you'll be able to shoot them against and put them onto other people's boards, or you'll be able to use them to launch attacks against the boss in the solo modes. And if things get to the bottom there, they will launch attacks against you. There's a lot of really cool thematic personas you can play, and really, really cool art. This one looks really good. It's got about $39 or more to get into it. You can get a prototype card with that, and you can get into the Pledge Manager post. There's also deluxe tokens, which you can get for $60, which includes the base game and $60. This one has about 2.5 weeks to go, well funded at about $150,000. Check this one out. I'll have a link in the show notes. You can check out the video. It's real good, and it shows you a little bit of the gameplay. But Level 99 puts out a lot of really cool games and a really cool thematic little world they have. And finally, I want to talk about Tantrum House. They put out their Season 7 Kickstarter. Tantrum House does a lot of great video reviews, previews, and other great coverage. Most importantly, I've had talked to many of them many a time, and they're all amazing people and about the finest people you'll ever meet in gaming. They do some great videos and great coverage, so check out their Kickstarter. You can get a lot of different promos or different games from different publishers, and everything will help to back them and to help get them a little bit to keep their Season 7 alive. They do a lot of great things. They even have a Tantrum House Con. There's about 2 weeks left to go. They are funded, but again, every little bit's going to help them out. So please check out the Tantrum House Season 7 Kickstarter. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I would like to feature on the show, shoot me a message at GeekJogBlog on Twitter. Also, check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.